to USBR Guest Cybersecurity Tips. Thank you for adding us to your routine. There is an article on the Norton website about the dangers of and suggestions when using public Wi-Fi. It's a 5-minute read, and the website will be in the show notes. Most public places and businesses have a free Wi-Fi connection for their customers. Some business owners may not realize how little security they have on their network. If you don't pay close enough attention, you may inadvertently connect to something malicious. Encryption is a way of masking data transmitted from your computer to the router. Most routers that broadcast Wi-Fi have encryption turned off by default. If you're on a public Wi-Fi without the data being encrypted, then your data is being broadcast without this layer of security. Malicious hotspots are fake access points set up to trick you into connecting to them. The local coffee shop may have a Wi-Fi hotspot called Central Perk, with no space between the words Central and Perk. A cyber criminal could create a fake access point called Central Perk with a space. Once connected to the fake hotspot, your information is no longer safe. Norton offers the following suggestions when connecting to public Wi-Fi. Don't allow your device to automatically connect to Wi-Fi networks. Don't log into accounts via apps over Wi-Fi. Use your device browser and navigate to the HTTPS website of the service. Don't leave your Bluetooth or Wi-Fi always on. Don't access websites with sensitive financial or medical info. Avoid networks that are not password protected. Disable file sharing if you have that option on your device. Only visit sites with HTTPS in front of their web address. Log out of accounts and websites when you're done instead of just closing the browser window. Use a VPN or virtual private network, which we'll talk about in a future episode. On a final note, please take a minute and leave us a voice note at anchor.fm/USBOG/message. I'd appreciate any feedback on or topic suggestions for the flash briefing and soon-to-be podcast. The links will be in the show notes also. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.